The Rush Hour with Giles and Louis.
At the new time of 3 to 4pm.
Then back with a vengeance from 6pm. Miss anything? Catch up anytime.
Just download the...
Great to have your company, Adelaide. This is it. This is it. The big day for the Adelaide Quit Lightning. Giles, the girls, our ladies are in action. And if you can, get on down and get out there and support.
Adelaide Arena, 6:30 tip-off. I'm trying to find out how many tickets are left, Lou.
Taking on Canberra, and they're on the front page of the Tyres today.
We go, girls.
Loz on last night in the 6 o'clock
she
hour, right behind you.
Yeah.
Let's get the job done. Mm. The inspiring words of Mr. South Australia, Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman.
It's the new.
Should be able to lift the girls and get them over the line. Hey, Juice, welcome to Wednesday.
Thanks, Lulu. G'day, family. Nice to be here. Looking forward to a Wednesday show. We've got lots to talk about. And our favourite, Adam Gilchrist. Is he coming on the show, Lou?
Certainly. He's locked Gilly into the 6 o'clock hour because there's a bit to get to before we get to Adam Gilchrist. But naturally, topic of conversation will be the finals are here, finally, for BBL.
Hooray.
Oh, hooray. Small mercies.
Sudden death finals too, Lou.
Going to get some feedback from Giles's net session from Gilly, who was a gun for hire throughout his entire career. And what a shame we couldn't afford him. What a shame.
Oh, no, we would have been.
Spoke to the boss again before.
What happened,
Luke? Last chance of getting any cash. We have a massive announcement in relation to Jars Gun for Hire. Make sure you are listening. If you're a small business or somebody that needs exposure, be listening to The Rush Hour in about 20 minutes' time.
Hello.
Right? I have. Boy, call me Big Kev. Do I have a deal for you?
And where was I when this meeting took place?
You didn't need to know. It's on a need-to-know basis. And the minds that run the show had a great little powwow, and we got ourselves assorted, Murph.
AustralianRadioSchool.com.
No, you can't afford me. Now, Lou, AFLX.
A no from me.
Just. What's happened? I told you. Yep. I told you they'd pull out.
Yeah, well, it's hardly a tsunami, but there are a couple of big names that have
coming.
Put it. Who's not playing AFLX?
Robbie Gray, the superstar's pulled out with a sore knee.
No, he's got knee soreness.
Yeah,
is that from walking in the sand down at the beach club?
Poor old Robbie.
For the Mosley.
He's had a gutful. And Chaddy Wingard has now pulled out of the AFL X's team. Eddie Betts's Deadlies.
Yeah.
He's pulled out because of hamstring soreness.
Yeah.
I told you, Lou.
I think you might find it's a calf, but you're close.
Oh, sorry. Well, doesn't matter, but another one out.
It certainly is. Let's hope that's it. Tommy Rockcliffe will replace.
I might have a bet on this.
Robbie Gray.
Absolutely. Rocky comes in.
Rocky's a good friend of ours. I wouldn't have thought he was the type to take on X, but hey, that's just me. He had a pressure today. We'll get to that as well. As I said, gun for hire is floating around, but also stats are out.
Luke.
Injuries up by 20% from 2017 to 2018, right across the AFL board. So
I'll jump and lie on your back. You've said it from day one. Mm-hmm. Don't start pre-season until after Christmas.
Yeah.
They need 8 to 10 weeks these days.
You need
not
more,
even that.
You've got to have greater downtime. No one goes out of shape.
On this.
No one gets bent out of shape like we used to. You don't need a longer preseason. It is the longest preseason in the world.
In any world sport. Correct.
It's just crazy.
Yep, spot on, Luke.
All right, Michael Jordan,
the great man.
Again, I'll ask the question.
Don't go there.
This is what I love.
This
is what I love,
Andrew
Juice Newton-Jarman. To be great, you've got to have a certain amount
in common
of belief in you. And they have got something in common again. Jordan was at a press conference. I'll play it to you later.
Yeah, good.
But he went down the Jars line, and it was just beautiful to hear.
No,
I mean,
I've got nothing in
why
common.
Why deny it when it's true? Think about that, family. Why deny it when it's true?
Yeah, but he didn't talk about the weather.
Sit down, be humble. No, not on this show. Not on this show. All right, up next.
Come on, buddy.
We need to talk about no punching in the workplace. Because if you do, you'll give away a free kick and 50.
Wouldn't mind punching him sometimes.
No,
sorry,
mate.
Sean.
No violence.
Sorry, mate. That
in through
out.
The nose, out through the mouth.
The Rush Hour, Charles and Louis here at Triple M.
And the big news in the AFL is that AFL umpires coach Hayden Kennedy has confirmed umpires have been told to pay free kicks for every punch on the field, regardless of force.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we saw a lot of stuff last year. Gaff and Brayshaw was probably the big one.
That was the one, Lou.
And the talk about red cards and all that sort of ilk. But I really like where this is heading, that if you're going to throw a punch on the footy field, regardless of the force or the strength behind it, it's a free kick because it's a load of crap.
Are we a 50-metre penalty or is it
just
a free kick?
Just a free kick.
For me, not enough.
Not enough?
Not enough. Automatic one game suspension.
Well, they'll still get looked at, obviously.
But, Lou.
But a lot of them, because they hide it under in the rulings of the MRO, the lower end of the force scale, so they get hard. But what I like about this, Jar, at least, is if you're giving away free kicks, because you're either trying to rough someone up or take their eye off the footy,
niggle.
Coach is going to get a hold of you real quick.
He will too.
All right, because we don't need it in our game.
No,
you don't need
not at all.
There's no other workplace in the world except maybe MMA, that or the UFC that you can actually throw a punch, and not get in
and
trouble.
Get away with it.
Yeah. So
no, I applaud the AFL and the Hayden Kennedy umpires, but I don't think that's enough giving away a free kick. I think it should be a lot more severe if any young player, out of frustration, throwing a punch.
But the big one with this is that they have to be red hot from the get go. So through the JLT.
That's where it starts.
Getting on top of it. So it's almost done and dusted by about round four that the boys know it is not worth it. Because if you throw a punch anywhere in midfield, ball goes to opposition, you're inside 50, your defenders are going to be screaming at you as a midfielder, as a negative type, or anyone trying to go in and help. So I think that's a really
big
start.
Win. Well done.
The other one that is on the agenda, and I like this, is reduce staff numbers on the bench and in the coach's box.
Staggered with the numbers.
In a bid to declutter the game. Because you watch, they can't, there's not enough time in the quarter time and half time, three quarter time breaks for the entourage to get on down the steps and out onto the ground, Jars. They just keep coming and coming. They're like an ant army.
It is too. And we're talking about 30 odd support staff at any given time.
30 were permitted last year from your bench and in your coach's box. It's now down to 26. Yeah. So two on the bench and two in the coach's box. Imagine that meeting. Clarko calls you in. Oh. Pikey, Kenny.
Yeah.
You've been dropped from the box.
That wouldn't be pleasant, would it?
And a lot of people would be saying, who's been dropped? What does he do?
Oh. Only six coaches from the coach's box will be allowed to go onto the field before the match and at the breaks, Luke. Well, I like that. That's better.
That's good.
Is that still too many, though, six?
Senior coach
and your line coaches. What's that? That's four.
Which should be four.
Oh.
And there's two extra.
Where were they?
So one could be your right-hand man. And I don't know whether your board man counts as a coach. All right, he might just be your board man.
I want him out.
A bit like Mickey and Rocky, he's a cut man in your corner.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so I think that's good too because it just seems that the packs have just grown.
Hasn't it?
Seems to be more staff than players.
Steve Hocking's not messing around.
Hand on the ground.
I like the word declutter.
Yeah, well, it's very catchy. Marie Kondo, for those who know their Netflix.
Oh, there you go.
All right, it's time to declutter. This show.
Is it? I knew you were going to refer. Why do you keep looking at me?
No, I'm not. No, I'm looking at.
Why are you looking at me?
That's where I'm looking.
We'll be lost without you, Sean.
Do what you do best, Murph.
Go on.
Solicit.
AustralianRadioschool.com.
No! You can't do that.
No, I'm invoicing for that.
That's what I do best. Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
What's up next?
Chris Gonford, what a shot. They're gonna call you. Perfect hook shot. All of the
time. Gilchrist is devastating.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Adam Gilchrist.
Yeah, the one and only. Gilly, welcome to the Rush Hour. Great to have you.
G'day, gents. How you going?
Good. All right, we've got there.
Where have we got to? We
finally made it to the finals of the BBL. Finally.
I thought we'd lock the road out there for a minute.
So, Gilly, Melbourne Stars take on a raging Hobart. Sixers take on the Renegades. Who are we going to see in the grand final?
Right. See, all the pressure of the four semi-finalists, obviously, it's all on the Hurricanes. Yeah. They've dominated the tournament. They host the final there. You know, whereas the Renegades, they stumbled into second place. So they host the final as well. At Marvel Stadium, as we're calling it these days. So, look, I reckon, I think the Melbourne Stars are suddenly the team to beat.
Jeez. Big call. Let's just hope, Gilly, that the decks are pure so we can see the batting aspect of it. Because you want some runs on the board, you want some big hitting and some excitement to go out with.
Yeah. Well, the Stars are chock full of Australian white ball talent. Joyner's leading the way, and then Maxwell fired. He played a gem of an innings the other day. So, and who else? Got Hanscom and Zampa. But then, you know, the Canes, as you all saw last year with the Adelaide Strikers, you get a good opening combination with bat in hand, as Carey and Weatherall were, and they won the title. The Hurricanes have been able to do that this year, but they could just have a little banana peel in front of them, the Canes, in the form of the Stars. And I reckon the Sydney Sixers might just sneak up. They might rebound after their drubbing over there.
All right. You mentioned Adam Zampa there, of course, is going to pack his bags and head to India for a bit of white ball cricket.
Yep.
We liking Zamps' little appearance at the Cricket Australia Awards the other night, the AB medal, to Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates.
There you go.
In the 70s and 80s. What is going on there, Gilly?
Yeah, there's, I don't know, what was there, a bit of Elton John and a bit of Jack Sparrow in there as well?
Jack Sparrow.
Yep.
Yeah, he beats to a different drum, old Zamp. Just got engaged too.
Yeah,
so.
Did he?
Jeez, I'm glad he popped the question before he rolled that out.
Yeah. Paddy Cummins just snuck in and picked it up. A well-deserved winner of the AB medal.
Well, you didn't think he'd win it. You went for Nathan Lyon.
Jeez, here we go again.
I went for
Paddy
Cummins.
It's like husband and wife in here, Gilly. It is. Every time I say something, he holds me to it. I suggested that the GOAT, as in Gary, as in Nathan, had a really consistent year and that your man Pat had finally had some big games late, but I thought Gary's consistency might have got him over the line. That was it, Gilly, nothing more.
And he was in the running, wasn't he, Gazza? He was in the final three. Although I think Finchie might have been a few raised eyebrows if Finchie had received it after the tough summer he's had.
Oh,
but he contributed through the white ball version and chipped in with a couple of contributions over there in the UAE in the test. But, the right man won it. He's a superstar, isn't he?
The face of Australian cricket now, Gilly. Oh, he's taken your mantle.
Oh,
well, he has.
Tell you what, he's good-looking rooster too. I don't think I've had that many of it.
I know what you mean, Gilly.
They reckon he comes up well on the TV, so look out, Gilly.
Oh, I know what you mean.
All right. Okay. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Right.
And yes, Jas has blown out to 114 kilos, Gilly. Yep. He had a big Christmas, mate. So, Gilly, you inquired pre-show that off-air that how did Jas's hit go? We did go and have a net session with Chad Sayers. I'll hand it back over to you. Just imagine that Jas is sitting alongside you in the commentary box and just ask him how it went.
Hey, all right, go, Gilly.
So, Jas, you had the opportunity to go and take on Chaddy Sayers. How'd you fare? Did you have a new ball in his hand?
Oh, he had the Duke ball. He was running in about 125, and then at some stages run 45, 150.
Yeah.
Knocked me out. I fell to the ground, to the leg side. Bowled beautifully.
Backing away scared, were you?
Well, hang on.
So, Gilly, allow me to come in at this point. The helmet, for starters, didn't fit his big bonnet, so we had to go and get a new one.
I couldn't get the helmet on.
Right. Then he had issues seeing through the grill.
I couldn't see it, Luke.
Then, Gilly, as you would have never found in your career, thank God for the nets because it's the only thing that kept Jas from being out at square leg.
It was a brutal ball.
And he was off for half a run-up.
Stop
Chad.
It. He was off his long run. They were coming about 150.
On
they were thunderbolt.
Bat on ball at all. Was there any strike
yeah, there was.
The willow on the leather?
No, there was.
He made naught.
There was. I was actually on naught after six balls.
I played the umpire. He was bowled middle peg.
I got done. Well, I'm getting ready for next week, mate.
I look forward to an update.
All right, buddy.
From the big game.
Keep a look at your messages. I'll send some vision through for you, mate. All right, catch all the action
keep
on Fox.
Keep an eye out on Fox Sports. We'll give it some exposure.
Nice. Big Bash, Hurricanes versus the Stars, Sixers versus the Renegades. Yeah. We're at the pointy end of the season. Thanks, Gilly.
Yeah. See you, buddy.
See you, guys.
There he's Adam Gilchrist on the Rush Hour. Jas and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Please don't lie to Adam Gilchrist again.
I didn't. I was telling him what
140,
happened.
140, 150. He knows Chad can't bowl that even when he's fit.
Imagine this is the moment your life changes forever. The moment you become Adelaide's newest millionaire.
$1 million.
Triple M's Millionaire Listener. Listen to Ruined Hits in the morning. Win the cash. Write your name on the $1 million check while you work.
Thanks to our mates Automasters, get a free return Uber to home or work with car servicing and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. T's and C's apply.
How do you spell millionaire? With a Triple M.
Game two of the WNBL Grand Final Series is on tonight at Adelaide Arena. 6:30 tip-off. Our girls, the Lightning, taking on the Canberra Capitals. Touched up in game one, Jas, but Adelaide really rallying behind the girls. What sort of numbers are we looking at? How many tickets are left at the moment?
Well, Lulu, Lightning great Rachel Spawn just sent me a text. Right now, 3,120 tickets have been sold for tonight's game. So there's about 1,000 tickets left.
Good.
Get them at the gate.
Yeah.
Get down there. Take your family. Let's get a full house. Let's sell out this venue tonight for our girls.
And that's one of the biggest crowds for how long?
Oh, since the early 2000s, Lou.
Can I ask a little side note question? Just differing off the track. Do you only have people who have great status in your phone.
You're in there. Yeah, exactly. Shawnee's in there.
Radio great.
Well, you know what Adelaide's like. We're pretty protective of each other. We certainly look after each other, don't we, mate?
Spawny, what a great.
She's a champ.
What a
superstar.
$1,000 every weekday with Jars and Louie just after 3 p.m. 10
Beauty!
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name.
Time to head out to the Ben Jars to play the quiz with no name.
G'day, James. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jars. Yourself?
Oh, hang on. Better say hello to Louie.
Louie, how are you?
Very good, James. I love the Ben. Can't get enough of it. What a racetrack. What a racetrack. How's your day been?
Not too bad, thanks, mate. Not too bad. Yeah, just around the bend. So, yeah.
Very nice. Very good. All right, there's $1,000 up for grabs, 10 questions. You've got an Automasters lifeline. Use at your discretion. Yep. And your time starts at the end of the first question, mate. The only thing you and I got to do, you got to answer the questions. I got to sit here and watch Jars fire them off. Ready?
Go your hardest.
All right, which new team are the Adelaide Crows AFLW team playing this weekend, James?
Geelong.
Name the 36er star who signed a contract extension yesterday.
Automasters.
Okay, who is the best paid player in the NBA at the moment?
Kevin Durant.
Which ex-power player has dropped out of the AFLX because of a...
Robbie Gray.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, active listening.
Right. Okay, what's the name of Victoria's new A-League team entering the comp next season?
Oh, pass.
Okay.
What sport does Lauren Nicholson play?
Golf.
Okay, which current Port player has dropped out of the AFLX through knee soreness?
Robbie Gray.
Yeah. There you go. What sport is played in the ISPS Honda Australian Open? What sport?
Golf.
Which number one tennis player sacked her coach?
Simona Halep.
Name the sponsor of the Adelaide 500 this year.
Oh, yeah.
Superloop.
Oh, good get. Good get.
Yeah. Analysing now.
James from Tail and Ben, I think he knows.
I think I know.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
Five correct, Jamesy boy. Well, they say in a uni degree, 50% okay, because the other 50, that's what you do partying, Jar.
Congratulations, mate. You've won the Superloop Adelaide 500 Saturday night double pass to see Jet the Living End live at the Superloop Adelaide 500. 2nd of March, book now at Superloop Pad.
You know, there's a few commas and full stops in there.
Jesus.
Yeah. Cheers, boys.
All the best, mate. All yours.
We'll let Murph get the credit out, but well done, James. Thanks for playing. And shout out to everybody out at the bend at the moment. For those playing along at home, Jacob Whiteley is the 36er, the dunking machine.
I saw him pouring some petrol the other day.
Oh, wow.
Brand new vehicle.
What are we doing? A brand new segment called Spotted by Jars. Jesus.
It was him and his
wife. But you're the bloke supposed to be getting spotted. You're the star. All right. LeBron James is the highest paid NBA player at the moment, 76.1 million.
That's ridiculous.
The
761.
761? Yeah. I think you'll find you've made yourself a little error there, Murph.
Okay.
He's got 761 million.
Yeah. LeBron James there for the fifth consecutive year with, it's not even close, Murph, 88.7 million.
Murph,
125.
You need to lie down, mate. Murph, you need to lie down. You've had a poor day.
That is shocking. That is shocking.
Well, it might be American dollars.
And, no, it's not, because that's what it is. Chad Wingard is the ex-power player. That was an active listening question. Yeah. All right, and James knew it straight away. Cut. Western United is the new Victorian A-League team that's coming in.
Yes.
All right, Lauren Nicholson.
Go.
Plays basketball.
Go the girls.
Front page. Okay. And Naomi Osaka. Is.
Yeah.
Because how's the spelling on this sheet? Fairningham Oscar. If you were reading that, you would have looked silly.
But I'd pick that up.
Yeah. She's the number one tennis player who sacked her coach, obviously winning the Australian Open.
Don't need
done
you
and
anymore.
Dusted. Well done to you, though.
Yeah, he's got the double pass.
We don't normally do this, but quick chat with our boss, Matty, pre-show, about Jars giving him a few clips in recent times, and then Matty firing back.
Well,
at least get your act together and get the credit out between you and Murph. Today was very sleek.
Thanks.
Well played.
Thanks, Lulu. Yeah.
Except for the bit where it went to Superloot. You know that? No, it's not pad. It's Adelaide, mate. It's ADL. Superloot ADL 500.
Yeah, do apologise.
Short for Adelaide.
Poorly written. Poorly written.
Andrew Jarman. Gun for hire.
Redemption.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon.
Wild West!
So exciting. So exciting. Date has been set. And I tell you what, the team, the Peninsula Pirates, have been selected. And Jars has been netting. He's been getting fit. He's getting his prep ready for Gun for Hire. Redemption, 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 redemption. Looking forward to the sequel, but right now, have a different business proposition to put out there to the family. Okay. All right? Hear me out. Right. This is the offer of a lifetime, all right? We are offering up the great man, the sponsorship space of the great man. Jars's top can be yours.
Right.
The catch is, what are you willing to offer?
Exactly.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, it's big real estate. Did you hear me? Big real estate. All right.
It's going to be the big show.
Three-quarter
sleeve. It's showtime. Yeah.
I tell you, this won't be
no
little memes.
Don't worry about
run
the Big Bash finals.
You're going to get massive exposure.
Yeah. Oh, so this is the name like on the back of the shirt.
It is. Oh, okay. Yeah. You get your business name on the back of the shirt. Mm. I'm selling the front too and the guts. You can the whole lot. I'm going for it all. And wait for it. Here's the kicker.
Right.
You'll be the Rush Hour show sponsor for next week. And that
Stop
is worth
it.
Thousands and thousands Stop and thousands of dollars.
No way.
Dead set. This is it. Not only do you get the real estate of A. Jarman and you own that and you'll be in all the papers and worldwide when he goes global after becoming only the second Peninsula Pirate maybe to make 100.
Ever.
You sponsor our show. You are the name sponsor. So all next week on Triple M, we say thanks to your business.
Yeah.
We say g'day to Stevie, Michelle and Tim down at such and
That's
such. It. Loving your work.
Yeah.
Might even send Jars down there to be your office boy.
Help you out.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. You get all the benefits that come with Triple M naming sponsor
because
of
with the blood,
hour.
Sweat and tear on my whites next week.
Well,
you can put them, you know, you can, I'll hand them over to you.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's the sort of stuff that goes to the Hall of Fame. It really does. 133353 if you're a business, all right?
Yep.
Get involved here or get to our socials, Twitter, Facebook, get involved. If you want in, if you want to sponsor Jars and as a result sponsor this great show, which everybody knows is the number one show
number
in town.
Yep. All right?
A bit too much of a stretch.
And, well, I'm sorry, mate. Yep. You don't have enough, though, for me.
For AustralianRadioschool.com.
You wouldn't have enough.
So 133353, give us a call right now if we've piqued your interest. Love to hear your feedback on
talk
it.
Talk to my people.
Yeah. It can be as big as you like. And like I said, there's a lot of real estate. There's a lot of real estate to get it on. All right. Photos, online presence, everything else. And then you go posters. Remember, think Jordan back in 86 and the actual height, actual size stuff. Yeah. We can do anything for you. And the kicker,
there you go.
Rush Hour sponsor, naming rights sponsor,
all next week.
Next week.
Wow.
5 days of premium coverage for your business, 3 to 4, plus a few promos written throughout the day, maybe some personal endorsements by
calling.
The great man himself.
The phones are gone berserk.
I tell you what, I'm going to get in. I got a little business, Plant Nation. Might have to get us involved in this little setup.
What have you got?
Selling plants. You want some plants, you come and see me. Plant Nation Instagram. Check it out if you want. I am looking at putting my name on the dial here
Are
on
you
the big
really?
Man. And imagine me sponsoring the show next week.
Oh, geez.
Proudly brought to you by Plant Nation.
What have you got to offer, though?
Yeah, what have you got?
What have I got?
Much?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Cash?
It's no, it's not cash. Yeah. You were telling
What I could offer up here, I could offer my services up as a contributor. And wait for it. Virginia, if you're listening.
The cricket club.
I could play for the opposition.
Oh.
133353. You want to sponsor Jars?
Go,
do you want to get your company's name logo on that shirt? That very, very big, high-vis profile shirt. You give us a call now, all right? And be the naming sponsor of the Rush Hour
Good
for
call.
All of
Here
next
we go,
week.
Luke.
Give us
now
a buzz.
Now we mean business.
133353. For Jars and Louis, the Rush Hour, 104.7
Sounds
Triple
like
M.
A Jars show.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M, Jars and Louis this afternoon, between 3 and 4, and then again between 6 and 7 today.
Gun for Hire, if you've missed it, Jars is going to don the whites, or the whatever, the ivory, the off-whites, the beige, for Peninsula Pirates.
Be
all
great.
Right. What date, Jar?
23rd of Feb, down at Jubilee Oval. And we'll be down there, Triple M.
Yep.
Snaggers, couple of beers.
Nice cold ones. Right. Bring the family. It's going to be a great day out. And the big man is lending a hand to the Pirates to try and avoid the wooden spoon and hand it to the Virginians.
Mm.
All right. There's a bit of a rivalry going way back, even though it's their first year in the competition.
Now,
what we're doing here, Jazz.
I'm excited.
We're taking phone calls from businesses. All right. We're going to sponsor Jars off. So we have, as I said, some great real estate. Jars's top is available for the entire day. So just think photos, socials, you know what. That in itself's a great deal. What are you willing to offer to own that shirt that one of South Australia's greatest will don on a Saturday to go out in the middle? And he could be out there for hours, family.
I'm talking,
he's going to open the batting and open the bowling. So either way, you win. Straight away,
non-stop.
You're in the action.
All the time.
Might even get his car done up for you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Get some number plates, DJ's bro.
yeah,
any chance of that? All right. And then the kicker.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. See, I love it when you start talking radio. Say it again. The
kicker.
The kicker is this, that you become the Rush Hour Show sponsor for all of next week, which is just worth thousands of bucks. Thousands and thousands of dollars.
So can you just say...
Great exposure and endorsement by us, Jar.
Yeah.
Of your wonderful business.
Just give us an example when we start the show at 3 o'clock and you welcome me in. It'll be say like, was, you know.
Oh, just say, for example, happy Monday, Adelaide. Great to have your company. The Rush Hour today brought to you by Jarman Inc. The wonderful company that brings you such things as the gift.
There you go.
The fat
That's
man.
That's what you're going to get.
Hands.
Yes.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Like
and then,
it, Luke.
You know, you finished the quiz. There was the quiz with no name.
Thanks,
I didn't
too.
Give away the cash today, yeah. Bye-bye, but it's a big thank you to Jarman Inc.
There you go.
All right. And have you been down there lately? Got a great new product on the shelves.
It's go called... and catch up with Gazza and Cyril and Shazza.
Hello to Maz and all the gang
g'day,
down
Maz.
At Jarman Inc.
Yeah.
If you
Riley
want,
and Charlie, g'day.
What I might be able to do is grab the famous Jarman from Jarman Inc.
There you
DJ,
go.
And get him to come around for a visit.
DJ. We got some phone calls,
we
Luke.
Certainly have. Let's see what people are willing to offer to get themselves onto that shirt.
Paulie. G'day, Paulie, from the CBD. How are you?
G'day, Jars and Louie. How are you going?
Righto, Paulie. What's your business?
Oh, I reckon Jars is into plenty of runs for the day, so we'll give him $10 per run.
Yeah.
Over 50 to his favourite charity.
Oh, I like this.
And we'll also buy pieces for the team if they win.
Oh, how good is that? And then, Paul, what's your business?
It's Asset Conveyancing Services.
Oh, very nicely done. That is a great starting point,
Thank
sir.
You,
Thank
Paul.
You very much.
Beautiful
Not
heart.
A problem. Excellent. I hope it goes well for you.
$10 per run. $10 per run, Luke.
Yeah.
Over 50.
Yeah, I understand.
Listen
that.
To the fine
yeah,
print.
I understand.
All right, off to Panorama, please.
Yes, Glenn. G'day, Glennard.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Right.
Glenny, what's your business?
Slider fix. Sliding door repairs.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I tell you what.
It did.
It
All
did.
Right. What do you got?
It's a Rush Hour brought to you by Slider Fix.
What have you got, buddy?
I'd go $1,000. Anything, if you make more than 50, I'll make. I'll go up to $2,000.
Oh, beautiful. $2,000.
Oh,
the jars can get 50. It'll be 2,000 bucks.
2,000, yep. And
yep.
Okay.
From Slider Fix.
So really just 1,000.
Oh, hey.
Mate, it's a wonderful.
It's a Rush Hour brought to you by Slider Fix.
Stay tuned, Glenn.
That's great.
Thank you very much. Dazza from Hope Valley. G'day, Daz.
How are you, Jazz and Louie?
Righto, Dazzling. What's your business?
I'm at Sustainable Transport, which is a crane truck business. So what I could offer, if he gets that elusive ton, yep. I can come out and actually remove him from the ground because he wouldn't be able to walk off, I wouldn't think.
Never a truer word spoken on the Rush Hour. Never a truer word.
Yeah. And if that was the case, I could also buy a walk-in-a-box shop because the guts would be perfect for that because it looks like he's ironing his shirts over a wok now anyway.
Mm. I mean, one of the nicknames we go with off air is our little Buddha.
I know his Uncle Buddha anyway, and he'd love it.
Oh, I tell you what, that is very nice.
Thanks,
I mean,
Daz.
And that will be a task. I mean, because if Jars makes a ton, he'll need to be chaired off. And I tell you what, sustainable transport. Would be just perfect. All right. If you missed it, this
Good
is
start.
It. Chance not only to Righto. Sponsor Jars, Gun for Hire, all right, but sponsor the show. Be the Rush Hour Show sponsor for the entire of next week. Yeah. And that in itself is worth thousands of bucks, all right?
Absolutely.
Your chance to get yourself involved. Message Triple M Adelaide Facebook with your offers, all right?
Mm.
Everything will be received, looked at. Yeah. A lot will be rejected.
Yeah. Charlie Pickering joining Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy after 4 with a Rush Hour right now. Charles Louis, you can hear it between 3 and 4 and 6 and 7 on Triple M.
Time for a little bit more football. 25 new faces at the Gold Coast with Stewie Jude, former Port Adelaide star.
That's a brand 25. New footy side, isn't it?
So just players and coaches. That is just starting from scratch.
Mm. He had to reboot it, didn't he?
Wish him all the best of luck too, Dewey.
We'll try and get Dewey on, I reckon.
Yeah, you need to have a chat with the
See
great man.
See how he's going, yeah.
See whether he's boardies or a budgie smokers up there in his nick. All right, let's talk Port Adelaide. Tommy Rockcliffe, who is replacing Robbie Gray in AFLX. Rob's got knee soreness, so
won't play.
Yep. Front of the media, and obviously had a, pardon the pun, a rocky start last year. He wasn't fit, didn't really perform anywhere near the level that he has with Brisbane over the years to earn his reputation and that of All Australian. Here he is about and explaining how hard it is to find your role.
It is interesting when you come in, you only sort of spend 3 or 4 months in the group, and then you're trying to find your feet, and then you start playing games. So it was, yeah, a tricky year on a number of fronts.
Certainly was for him. He's a lot fitter. He's in a lot better nick. He had that knee tendonitis as well and everything else. He's not blessed with pace. So
no,
he needs
not.
To be super fit. Mm.
And clean with the football. Yep. He'll play that inside role for Port Adelaide. So as long as he's got some speed on the outside, he should be okay.
Well, you're going to get first crack at it with Ollie Wines being out injured.
There you go.
There right now.
Absolutely.
So big chance for him to stamp that. All right, captaincy is all the talk at Port Adelaide. Everybody wondering what they'll do. Will they bend and go against tradition and have co-captains, multiple captains, lots of captains, or will they stay firm and have one? Of course, Rocky was asked the big question.
I'm not really one way or the other. I think the right decision will be made by the club, for the club, and whether that be one captain, two captains, three captains, I'm not sure what it's going to look like. We've started that process. I think we're getting fairly close.
Did he say three captains?
He said three.
Not one.
Can you
not
imagine?
Not two.
Don't tell me they're going to go the Sydney
three.
Swans. Oh. Three captains.
That's on the
nose. Because Koshy likes it.
Does
the
he?
Big chairman. Yeah. Very supportive of the Sydney Swans going with three.
It's because he's got three captains.
So he'd be the
on
third
the
one then.
Show.
So if we go Ollie, we go
Robbie.
Jonas. Who's
Robbie.
The third? Robbie Gray.
Yeah. The action man.
Why isn't Robbie Gray? And I love the two boys, Ollie and Tommy Jonas. But Robbie Gray's the best player. He's in the top five best players in this comp. Why wouldn't he be captain, Luke?
He doesn't want. Well, everything that comes with the captaincy.
What do you mean he doesn't want it?
From my understanding, Rob goes and does his footy stuff, does his work, and then gets out of there.
Okay.
They're going to hang around. He's of that personality type. And he's an action man. So he could easily be a captain. It's just, I don't think it would be comfortable with doing all the other stuff and fronting of the media all the time, because I reckon he likes his private time and he's away from footy.
Okay.
That's just me, and I'm sort of second-guessing, but that's some of the stuff I've heard from a few of the boys.
Right,
and,
you are.
And I mean, you're going to get what you're going to get out of Robbie.
Mm.
Yet, if you were to give it to somebody else, you might get that little extra boost, bit extra juice.
I'm with you.
With me, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. Where we got time? Yep. Michael Jordan, the great Michael Jordan, never misses a chance to pump himself up like another bloke I know. Here he is. Two blokes are doing wonderful things in the NBA, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, but MJ brought it back to himself.
Which is harder from a player standpoint? 6 championships, by all means.
Because Harden had scored 30 straight 30-point games.
Yep.
And obviously... Westbrook has been on a triple-double
spree. He's
been
fine.
All right, but MJ.
The great
just,
man.
I mean, and he does it with such ease and nonchalance, just the way he played. Did you hear how humble that was?
He was very humble.
Yeah.
I mean, and those boys carried his bags too back that car park.
Absolutely. Well, they should have. So can you just maybe just play that again
Sean,
and then
grab my
we'll
bag,
listen
please.
To that on the way home in the car and just get that. All right, time to grab our bags. Have a great night.